We learned over the weekend that mathematician Benoit Mandelbrot died last week at age 85. Here's the gentle genius speaking last February at the TED conference.
Z goes into Z squared plus C. It's so simple, so dry, it's so uninteresting. Now you turn the crank once, twice. Marvels come out.
So simple, so uninteresting, he says, you turn the crank once, twice, marvels come out. It is this simplicity blended with genius and beauty and the power of computers that makes Mandelbrot not only as important a mathematician as has ever lived, but it's made him creator of entire worlds. The worlds Benoit Mandelbrot allowed to be created with his particular form of geometry, you have probably visited.
So this other guy, he's a Terminator like you, right?
Not like me. A T-1000. Advanced prototype.
You mean more advanced than you are?
Yes. A mimetic polyalloy.
What the hell does that mean?
Liquid metal.
It is Mandelbrot's special geometry of fractals that allows the bad guy in Terminator 2 to look like a liquid and also look real. It also allows the world of the Banshees in the movie Avatar to look like a real place you can fly through and feel like we've all visited.
Think. Fly!
Fly?
Unlike the geometry of Euclid that explains how points and lines behave in space, fractals are a geometric form which contain their own mathematics. You stretch them, they stretch. You don't have to recalculate the area of each individual shape each time you zoom the image on your iPhone screen. You are using the fractal geometry of Mandelbrot. It is a geometry of complexity that you start and go, like a clock. From simple rules, vast complexity. Mandelbrot says this complexity is how the world works. Beautiful turbulence.
Everything which involves turbulence is enormously more complicated, not just a little bit more complicated. The basis of weather forecasting is looking from a satellite and seeing a storm coming, but not predicting that the storm will form. The behavior of economic phenomena is far more complicated than the behavior of liquids or gases.
Mandelbrot's notions of complexity that can be created but not predicted, observed but not controlled, made him a popular commentator during the 2008 financial meltdown. His mathematics is a part of chaos theory, something else we live every day. When I studied mathematics in school, it was hard for me to see just how powerful his ideas were.
You get these extraordinary Baroque decorations all over the place. All that from this little formula.
Me, the math whiz, stuck in traditional geometry and algebra, but it was the computer's power that allowed Mandelbrot's crank to be turned billions of times per second and his shapes, his images, to begin to look and feel like life itself.
Now I get the final thing, which is the set of which to which my name attached. In a way, it's the story of my life. The equation is written there. Z goes into Z squared plus C. It's so simple, so dry, it's so uninteresting. Now you turn the crank once, twice. Marvels come out.
He's talking there at the TED conference about the Mandelbrot set. Google it and see what I'm talking about. You'll recognize it. The shape of complexity from simplicity, mathematically pure, and as imprecise as life itself. The Mandelbrot set, living beyond the mathematician who first imagined it. He's gone. His imagination never will be.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.